Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Time to get real, time to say happy Mother's Day, time for reality, spirituality. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and happy Mother's Day to all of my people, all of my mothers, all of my people with mothers, which means we all have mothers, regardless of whether they're with us right now. We all have mothers, and what a special, special relationship. You know, they say it's our first relationship. But I don't know about you, but I've been struggling with this relationship with my mother for years. And the only reason why I struggled, the only reason why I do struggle is only because I didn't know any better. I didn't know that, number one, I chose my mother. I chose her before I even came here. I chose this woman. I chose Marcel Dolores Norrington to be my mother because of all of the things that I knew she would teach me, because of all of the things that I knew she would reveal to me, because of all of the things that I knew I needed to learn, and I couldn't learn them from anyone else but her. And finally, now at all at this stage in my life, I know that, I believe that, that is my truth. And finally, I can say, regardless of what she says to me, I can be grateful. And I can look at this woman, and I can look at her, and find out, and focus on what's really, really good about her. And let me say this, I'm very fortunate. I don't know if you've been listening to the show for a while, but I was one of five children that was born to a woman, not my mother, not my, not the woman that raised me. I was adopted. And the reason why I was adopted and the reason why I was chosen into this family has become more and more apparent the older I get. No, it has nothing to do with the older I get. It has something to do with what I've been looking for answers, and I've been finding them. And the answer is that this woman, Marcel Dolores Norrington, is one of my greatest teachers. I used to think that it was a struggle because of her personality. She's not that bright. She's not this. She's not that. And what I've discovered is it's never really about her. It's never about my mother. It's all about me accepting a woman that has a lot of shit to accept. And I'm laughing because so do I. So do I. And I spent most of my life wanting her to be different, wanting her to change, wanting her to see the light, wanting her to get it. My father, too, thought the same thing about both of them. How could they be happy? I used to. How could she be happy when she behaved? How could she be happy thinking like this? How could she be happy watching the news every day? How can she? It was just a constant criticism, criticizing her, what she thought, what she did. And I have to say that today, finally, it's been coming for a long time. I am done. I am totally done. I chose this woman. I chose this woman to be my mother. I wanted all that she is offering. I want all, everything that she is what I needed. Everything that she is, everything that she does is what I needed to experience. All of it. I talked about being adopted. Well, when I was younger, and I write a little bit about it in my book, but when I was younger, I was ashamed. There's that word again, that word, that shame. I was ashamed of being adopted. Why? Well, because when I was in second grade, I remember coming home and telling my mother that I told my second grade teacher, "Hey, Mom, Miss Jones didn't know I was adopted." And I'll never forget the look that she gave me. She looked at me and she says, "And she's not supposed to. Nobody is supposed to. It's a family. That's family business. It's a family secret. Nobody is supposed to know that." And I could feel her energy, and I could feel that she did not want me to let anybody know that I was adopted. And so from the second grade, I have been ashamed. It sounds crazy, but ashamed of being adopted. And when I live with some kind of shame, or when I live with some kind of secret, which that was a big secret for me to hide for decades. Let's see, I think I, listen to this, I came out when I was 23 or 24, right before I got married. Yeah, I came out when I was 23 and told the world and never looked back. But until then, my junior high school years, my high school years, it was walking around with, "You don't look like your mother, you don't look like your father, how come?" Then I have to come up with a story. "Oh, I look more like my grandparents." I'm saying all of this just because it is Mother's Day, and because now, at this time in my life, which is coming to a different stage for me and for my mother, because she's not going to be around forever, and I ask the universe more than anything, I want to accept this woman and love this woman unconditionally, just like I did with my father before he died. So work with me, universe. Get me there. A purpose, a goal, that's one of them. I want to be able to listen to whatever this dear woman says to me and be accepting, be loving, be embracing, and just like her. Like her. Like her and like everything about her. Stop picking and choosing what I like and what I don't like. Stop it. It's time. Mother's Day also, to a lot of my friends that I know, they don't have their mothers. Their mothers aren't here anymore. And some people that I've talked to have a lot of guilt about that. They didn't have time to tell their mother, or didn't have the opportunity to tell their mother how much they appreciated her, or they didn't appreciate her when she was alive, or fill in the blank. I want to let everybody know that's out there that everything is in perfect order, whether your mother is here, whether your mother is not here. You can still have a conversation. Energy doesn't die. You can still have a conversation. You can still connect. You can still send out loving energy and gratitude for the time that you did share with your mother. You can still do that. You can do that right now. You can do and feel however you want to do and feel in any moment. That's how powerful you are. So happy Mother's Day to everyone. We have a full queue. We have some people that want to speak to me. Love it. I love people that log in and log out in 2 seconds. I love that. And we have a caller from area code 916. Area code 916, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Hello. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Diana.
Hi, Diana. What's going on?
Well, I just saw your show this morning, and I've never spoken to you, so I thought I would call. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to you, too. And so here we are. Here we are, honey. You want to speak with me, and what's your question?
Well, I had to work through all that, too, that I ordered my mother. You know, she was kind of abusive, and she's on the other side now.
Mm.
And I didn't know if you brought people in from the other side, but something that's happening to me lately is I'm seeing green auras around everything, and I think that that's just wonderful. So have you experienced anything like that, seeing colors?
The only time I experienced seeing colors in my life was when I was sitting across from this man who was really, really, I say connected, and we're all connected, but this guy was really, really connected, and I kept staring in his eyes. It was actually called a grace session, a session of grace, of giving grace. And kept staring in his eyes, and all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, his face started melting. It sounds crazy, but his face started melting together. And, yes, I did see a lot of colors around his head. But, honestly, Diana, I'm really into experiencing it all and not really trying to explain it all. Does that make sense?
Okay. Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, just being and letting the flow and learning what you're experiencing. Yes,
mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
I have
so you, let's get back to your mother. You said something about your mother was, and this is interesting because I listened very, very intently. You said something about your mother was kind of abusive. These words, kind of, a little bit, sometimes, let's just throw it out there, honey.
Well, because I just got smacked around, whereas I know other people got beatings and stuff. My mother would just smack me into a corner and tell me to shut up, and I was worthless. And that can be as damaging, but I didn't understand that before I was born that this was who was to come in, because actually she pushed me further towards the light because I wanted nothing to do with how she was. And that's what I believe now, that was why she was my mother, that, you know, with the things that she said and did to me was to push me further towards the light. So I finally grew up and got over all of that. But, you know, she continued on even up until her last 5 weeks of her life. And then I was the one that she chose to sit at her bedside and make sure that the angels helped her get to the other side and forgave her and all that stuff, which came as almost a shock to me, that someone who has abused you. And she spent a good deal of time telling everybody it was crazy and turning against me. But yet, if we were on the phone, if I lived in another state, she loved me dearly and wanted to talk to me, wanted me to come home, making me believe she had changed. But even when I was 55, she would still smack me. So her job was just to keep on pushing me to the light and to make me realize you don't need the people. Like if your family continued to think that your spirituality was crazy because your mother talked bad about you to them and then talked good about you to your face, then I couldn't stay with that family anymore, even though they were themselves good Christians. They didn't believe my spirituality because I believed in, you know, okay, they learned about Jesus. He came here to teach you healing. He didn't come here to tell you to hate the people who can create miracles. I left it all behind. So I've done a lot of spiritual work. I'm 60 now.
You're still a youngster. You know what's interesting? You said so many things. I want to address one thing that is to me it's really important. I'm only going to speak about myself, but there are people that were in my life talking about being abusive and being mean. And how, and I have to say that, you know, my mother disinherited me in 2006. I know I've been saying it forever, but it was true. But I am the one that she talks to every single day. It's almost as if, because when people are mean and people lash out and they say things that are just quote unquote hurtful, really hurtful, and now you're talking about a physical also that she slapped you. Shit, if somebody slapped me at 55, somebody had slapped me at 55. Well, you know what? Now that I'm saying that, that is all my ego saying it. That's so crazy that you said that. If somebody slapped me at 55, knowing what I know now. Whew.
Well, she was my mother, and, you know, she was a cripple, but that may have been put on, too, to get everybody, call everybody to her, because she couldn't walk upstairs, but her blood sugar was low one day, and she just practically ran up the stairs to run for some sugar. So I realized some of her crippled stuff was put on, too, to call everybody to her, but she did try to hit me with her cane, and...
So funny.
And she was yelling, "Your spirituality is bullshit." she was doing that. So, but on the other side, it's totally different. So that was the newest thing I had to learn, was once they get on the other side, they all of a sudden love you. All this family who doesn't like my spirituality, as they all die, if they die before me, they're all going to love me, but yet they couldn't love me here on earth in this body. That part doesn't make any sense. Do you have any answers for that one?
Yes, I do have an answer for that one. I was just going to say, I was just going to give you that answer. The answer is, yes, they do love you, honey, and they love you unconditionally. They just don't know how to express it. It's like their hands are tied and their mouths are taped, and they don't know how to express it. But there is not one person, especially in your family, that not only does not love you, but respect you and put you up on a pedestal. It might not feel like it. It might not feel like it. And I'm going to give the example. You said something about Jesus earlier, and I'm using Jesus as the man and not as a religion. But, you know, Jesus was ridiculed, humiliated, spit on, and all of that. And it wasn't, and it really is not personal. Know that their behavior is not personal towards you. It might feel like it's because of you, but it's really not. They respect you. They put you up on a pedestal. They wish. Let me strike that, because I don't know what they wish. But I'm saying that it is an admiration, especially people that dare to be different and dare to be individuals and dare to be okay with their individuality and their truth and not needing to conform. Yes. They love you right now. You don't have to wait until they're gone. You don't have to wait until you're gone. You're loved right now. It's just that they cannot express it.
Well,
in a way that looks, in a way that looks quote unquote normal. It's kind of like the boy in class where he likes the little girl, but he doesn't know how to show it, so he pulls her hair. It's kind of like that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, only to extremes, because, you know, like, she had five sisters. Great, they were great aunts while I was a child, but they would even come to me as, like, when I was a teenager and started. I knew natural healing before I even took the natural healing course. I was just, I'm an old girl. I was born with the knowledge. So they would come and tell me, you don't do that, those things around people, because, like, the Native Americans, they went to hell. You know, you don't do that kind of stuff.
Let me say something. Diana, let me say something to you, and it's only because this is what I'm picking up from you. This is what I'm picking up from you, and this is my gift to you today on Mother's Day. Take a couple of really, really deep breaths because I want you to soak this in. I want you to soak this in.
I am.
I want you to start being really mindful of how many other people you talk about. And I know that you.
I don't. But I'm telling you because I called your show for, and you need to, and you asked the question, so I tell you.
Right. Exactly. And I feel that too. But I just, for some reason, the universe just wanted me to inspire to tell you that make sure that you are the only person in your equation, especially right now, that you know that your feeling and how you feel is your gift and your power and your responsibility. And I don't care who it is. Family member, not family member, coworker, that you have the ability to feel and to be okay with your feelings regardless. But I want you to focus on you. I really want you to just to, you know, embrace you today. It's all about you today. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And when I talk to them, I don't gossip because they know I didn't like that part about family reunions. I tell them I love them. I mean, that's the best I can do for them now is tell them I love them and just don't go to the family reunions anymore. It's like my aunt would say, it was of the devil to have acupuncture. You know, so I just don't go there anymore. But if I do see them, I tell them I love them. You know, I have learned that part.
Okay.
It took me a long time to learn not to react. That is something that we really need to learn is not to react. So I understand what you're saying. And it's hard. It's hard not to react, so.
Right. So I have a question for you. This is going to be a really tough one. This is a question. Do you think that you'll be able ever, who knows? Who knows what the future, but do you think that you would be able to ever go to the family reunions and tell them that you love them at the family reunions as opposed to, not, I mean, do you ever see yourself getting to the point where now you can go to the family reunion? Not today. Maybe not next year, but I'm just wondering because we're always evolving, and I don't know. that would be pretty powerful going to a family reunion with all of this love.
Well, it's I guess when I go, I don't see what they do with love, but yet I can tell them I love them. They can't tell me they love me. They can condemn me for my beliefs.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. It's not about what they do or what they don't do. It's about you showing up as the universe, you showing up as love, you showing up as the example, going in, hi, everybody, happy family reunion, love, 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 and then getting out of there.
I got to do that. Thank you.
It's called making a pit stop. It's not called sitting there suffering. It's just called making a pit stop, letting everybody know where you are right now with love. Hi, everyone. I love you. Oh, kisses. Kisses, Uncle, the one that thinks I'm a devil. Kisses to you that thinks that this. Love and hugs to you that wants me to, confess my sins to everyone. Kisses to all of you. And see you next year. Let me know when the next family reunion is. Bye.
That just sounds amazing. It's the reaction thing that I had to learn, and maybe I have learned it enough that I can go back.
Let me tell you something. Just the fact that you are laughing, my dear Deanna, just the fact that you are laughing tells me that you can do this easy.
Well, just picturing it as you're talking about it, it's so funny because, yeah, I did react to them. It was like, huh? You know, I have a natural healing degree, and you're telling me it's of the devil?
You know what? You want some more ammunition. You want some more lines. This is another one. You know what, Uncle Bob? You are right. That acupuncture is a tool of the devil. Thank God. Thanks for the warning.
I better not do that. We're feeding the fire. Feeding their fire.
Yeah, you get it? You get it?
better to go in and love everybody and then leave.
And then and you're laughing about it, and you're laughing, and you're actually entertaining yourself. I mean, come on.
I'm with the dogs today, and of course, you know, dogs are always loving. And I'm not with the family today, so that and of course, mother passed away, so I probably will talk to my brother today, because that was just a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But experience. It, like the psychics that are mediums who could bring her through. Any experience with that was that she couldn't believe that she was the way she was. That was like one of the first things she said. But then after that, it's always been bringing me hearts. I see her bringing you all these hearts. I see her bringing you love. I see her, you know, rejoicing in your what you're doing. And so that was confusing that we go through 55 years and,
well, again, they just didn't know how to express it. They didn't know how to express it. But all of your family, every single one of them admires you and loves you. That's my feeling. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm usually right. But that's really funny. what I want to say is that, yeah, they did respect you and they did admire you here. That's true. Thank you so much for calling. Listen again, please. Stay on the line. We're going to my next caller. Thank you so much, Diana, for sharing. Thank you for your honesty.
I'll go back to the computer now.
Okay, good. Okay, we are on live on Reality Spirituality and area code 856. What is your first name?
Hi, good morning, Rebecca. My name is Stacy, and happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Stacy. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hi. I have a question. I really enjoyed the last conversation with the previous caller, and it's kind
Stacy, can you do me a favor? Because for some reason, this line is a lot of static. Can you call right back, please, and I'll put you right back on? Can you do that for me?
I'll do it right now.
Okay, thank you. Ooh, there was a lot of static with that line, so we're going to wait for her to call back. The topic of the day is, while we're waiting for Stacy to call back, is are you a creator? And I want to say that I used to think that I was. I used to think that, here's Stacy again. I used to think that, yes, I created. Hold on just a second. We'll bring Stacy back. Stacy, you're live again. Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Is this better?
Ooh, are you calling from a landline or a cell phone line?
Cell phone. I don't have a landline.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go through it only because I can hear you, but it's a little bit of static, but it doesn't matter because everybody that's supposed to hear you is going to hear you, and everybody that can't hear you is not going to be able to hear you. So hit me, Stacy. Hit me. What's up?
Okay. I hear you very clearly. It's in reference to family, as the previous caller was discussing. And my parents will be gone 2 years, my father in July, my mother this August. And they were sick for a long time, and I worked full-time, and I took care of them. And I have two brothers. My youngest brother, David, and I are extremely close, always have been. My brother, Brian, and I, there's always been some kind of a distance, and part of that is his wife seems to always make problems between us. And what I'm getting at is when my parents were sick for so long, I was the one there every week and trying to help and this and that. And he was pretty much not there. And then in the last 6 months that they became critical, he stepped in and basically took over. And when after my parents passed, he was just very angry at me and basically was absurd, accusing me of not doing enough after they passed, cleaning out their condo, all this petty crap. And I stood there for an hour and a half as he basically screamed at me. And I waited a year, and I emailed him, because the night that he was screaming at me so horribly, when I would try to respond, he would scream over my voice. So I wait, and he went back like 30 years. I'm 52. He went back to stuff when I was 20. And I emailed him a year later because I thought, I can't talk to him. He'll only scream over me. I'll email. And I put my heart into it and tried to email and tried to rationalize 11 feet things from my side. And he basically ended our relationship. And I'm wondering, you know, and his wife was very disrespectful at me at my father's funeral. And I kept my lips sealed because I looked around at my family who was hurting so much, and the last thing they needed was a cat fight. So I let her get away with something that I normally would never allow, just to keep the peace for that moment. And here we are going on 2 years. We had a family wedding a year ago. He canceled an hour before the wedding saying he had a migraine, but I really think it's because he was having difficulty seeing me. And I just wanted to see if you had any insight into why she causes so many problems between my brother and I, and the anger my brother has, and if they'll ever rectify it.
Okay. Wow. What?
Yeah, wow.
No. What a great question, and what great issues. Listen, one of the things I want to say to you, my dear Stacy, is that know that you are not alone with this. Do you know how many people, family members, have all these family issues, relationships are not peaceful, lots of conflict, I'm not talking to you, you're not doing enough for mom and dad. I mean, this is a loop of what happens all the time. And I'm feeling something from you. I'm just feeling stuff. So I'm going to go on for a little bit because I'm feeling a lot from you. I'm feeling a lot of sadness. I'm feeling that you're actually hurt and sad by this, by his behavior and his reaction. And you said he yelled at you for an hour and a half. And that's so interesting that you said that because, and then you said that. I'm just trying to get, you know, let everybody that's listening to this call, if they didn't understand you because of the phone static, just kind of do a real quick recap. And then you said that you tried to speak while he was yelling at you for an hour and a half, and he just yelled even more. And then you said something about he helped at the end, and he was really angry, and his wife is really mean and disrespectful, and you let her get away with it. And then you tried to email him, and he's still angry. Is that basically all of it? Is that all of it? Did I miss anything?
Yeah, you got it. And like I said, the only reason I allowed her to do something so outrageous at my father's funeral was to, if I responded to her, it would have been an argument. And my family did not need that at that moment. And,
right.
And I tried to take the higher ground.
Right. Let me say this, Stacy, because number one, whether you know this or not, your non-reaction to somebody that is quote unquote being, you know, this being disrespectful, this illusion, and it is an illusion, my dear Stacy, it's an illusion that someone can disrespect you, is just that. It is an illusion.
It's not an illusion. She was screaming at me. So it's not an illusion.
Hold on a second. I'm not saying that her screaming was the illusion. I'm not saying that her screaming. I'm saying your label of putting disrespect on it, because I've had people screaming at me for an hour. I've had family members screaming at me for an hour, for a half hour. I've been in that same situation. And what I'm saying is, I don't put the label of disrespect on it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and so what I'm saying is, it's time to look at this whole situation, because you've been looking at it one way, and you've been looking at it the only way that you can look at it, which is your way. For this moment, and I'm standing up, and I'm trying to say this with as much love as and compassion as possible. What I'm saying is, there are 360 different ways to look at the same situation, this situation that makes you feel bad or makes you feel sad or makes you feel hurt or angry or isolated or disrespected, whatever label you want to put on it. There is another way to look at the same thing with the same things happening with the same people. And let me help you with that. When I say there's 360 ways to look at the same situation, is there something good? Can you find something good? And whether you can right now or not is not really the answer. But can you find something good about your brother yelling at you for an hour and a half? And it's either a yes or a no. And you might not be able to see it now, but I have something good in my head right now. Can you see something good about that?
Yes, and I can tell you why I allowed it. I saw my brother in pain, and I thought if I took all his bullets,
yes,
it would help him.
Yes, exactly. And anybody that lashes out and yells, they are in pain. They are in a lot of pain, and they're hurt. And it's not personal. Regardless of what it felt like to you, he needed to do that, and he needed to do that for him, and it had nothing to do with you. He needed to say all of those things, everything that he said, and he needed that. And so basically, you're sitting there and not saying anything. It was a gift to him, was a gift to what he needed in that moment. Same thing with your sister-in-law. Same thing with your sister-in-law. This woman feels like she can act or acted anyway, and it's not even about what she did. That's not even the issue. But she needed to do this, and you were shining by not acknowledging and not doing anything and not saying anything. That was a gift to her. So you've been giving these gifts to these people who are in so much pain. And that's how I would like you to kind of change your perspective and looking at it and realize that anybody that needs to lash out really needs to be hugged and really needs to be loved. And when I look at it that way, when I look at it with those eyes and with that different perspective, I can have anyone yelling at me. I can have anyone calling me any kind of name they want to call me. I can actually have, it doesn't matter. Someone can call and curse me out. I'm talking about people that are close to me in my life. It doesn't matter because it's not about me. It's not personal. It's something that they're hurting. And I can sit there and listen and be okay with them trying to get this hurt out or get this pain out. I can do that. I can do that for them.
Yeah. I realized that night when it was happening, what was happening, and
yes,
that's why I stood there and took it for an hour and a half.
Yes.
Stacy,
it's still happening. It's still happening. Trying to have a relationship with someone, anyone that is feeling that much pain, trying to have a peaceful relationship with anyone that is in that much pain and is hurting is impossible. You can't have a peaceful relationship with them. You just can't. It's impossible because they are uncomfortable with peace. They are uncomfortable with feeling good. They are, in my opinion, this is my opinion, they are uncomfortable with feeling good and being at peace. So
and
me trying to.
My brother's name is Brian.
What?
My brother's name is Brian.
Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian is going through a lot. And let me say this. Not only is Brian going through a lot, you, my dear Stacy, wanting a relationship with someone who is hurting so much, it tells me that you're hurting just as much.
Well, he's my brother, and I would like us to have a peaceful coexistence. And,
well, the only way that you can have a peaceful coexistence is if you are peace. You have to be the example of peace yourself.
I think I'm in a good spot. I do have a happy life, and I am at peace, and I get along with everyone else. I mean, this is really the only issue I've got going on.
I hear what you're saying, but usually when somebody says it's the only issue that's going on, it's really not the only issue that's going on.
Well, I do have a wonderful relationship with the rest of the family, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just throwing out what I'm feeling and what I'm sensing from you, and again, I just want to say that you asked earlier about is the relationship going to be reconciled or will we be able to have a relationship? You said something about, well, he's my brother. For me, and I'm only speaking for myself. I don't care if he's my son, if he's my father, if it's my mother, if it's my twin sister. My family is the world. My family is every single person out there in the world. That is my family. I have a universal family. And I want you to know the same thing. I mean, I respect what you're saying because he's your brother, but he's also an energy that right now is incapable of being, well, you know what, let me not even say that. Now I'm saying things that I don't know. But let me just go back to when you have the ability to be at peace with all of it, regardless of whether you have a relationship with him or not, and still send him love and still send the daughter, the sister-in-law love, regardless of whether they're able to reciprocate that and send you back or treat you, quote-unquote, respectfully, when you're able to be at peace with all of it, then who knows what's going to happen. I don't know. The universe has these things and puts us all in these circumstances so that we can learn and we can evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about all I got on that situation.
I appreciate your time very much on that.
Thank you so much, Stacey, and thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Please listen again, and please call in again. I really appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
And you too.
Yeah, and know that, Stacey. It's just you find your peace, and then let let things gravitate towards you. You don't have to really try to do anything. Just find your peace and let the universe know that you're okay with whatever relationship you are in right now with your brother and your sister-in-law.
Okay.
Whew, good call. Okay, now we have another person that wants to speak. You are live on Reality Spirituality. Rosa Maria, welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hi.
How are you?
What's going on?
A lot of things are going on. A little busy, but going all right. So whatever you can pick up, because it's like crazy for me, because I don't even know where to go next. If you get my drift.
Okay, so you were cutting out a little bit earlier. What was your question again?
I'm a little crazy the last couple of days. Whatever you can pick up about a relationship and the drama that's around
it. Okay. So you want some information about a relationship that you are in right now.
I'm interested in. We're not actually together, but we're talking. We're in
okay.
the same town right now.
Okay, and so you're interested in this other person, yes?
Right.
And why are you interested in him or her?
Him.
Okay, and why are you interested in him? Just play with me.
True.
No, tell me why you're interested in him. Why?
Oh, why? Because I care about him. I love him. Fun, loving guy. Very protective of me. Very. I just don't know what to expect from him next.
Okay, so you love him because he's protective of you and he's a fun-loving guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's a fun-loving guy and you don't know what to expect next?
Yeah, he's unexpectable.
And you like that?
Yeah. Keeps my life interesting.
Okay. So tell me what's interesting about you, Rosa Maria.
Because I'm never sit still, very outgoing, cute, playful.
Okay. I like that. What else?
About me? Because most people call me Blondie at times. Depends. Or I have, like, a little rat sometimes. So.
So you want to know if you're going to have a relationship with this other person, correct?
Right, more.
You want more of a boyfriend, girlfriend, walking in the sunset kind of relationship?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. One of those Cinderella, Snow White, happily ever after kind of relationships?
Not really. Not like Cinderella. Not Cinderella thing, but...
Oh, not Cinderella.
You know what I mean, like settling down.
Settling down... Well, you know what? I'm just going to be honest. I am not feeling anything. I don't feel anything really deep. I don't feel anything, you know, usually I get below the surface and usually I can feel some type of deep core, what's going on inside, but I'm not able to feel anything. I'm not able to feel anything deeper than what's on the surface. And my question is, are you deep or are you more on the surface? Are you a real deep, you know, are you deep or are you more of a surface type person? And I'm just curious because I'm trying to feel something that's a little beyond.
You mean just, in like spiritual?
Yes, exactly.
We're both are.
Okay, and in what way? I just want to know about you. In what way?
Like I give you an example. If he looks at me, and if I need to slow down or something, or he has to let me know something without nobody else knowing about it, he just has to look at me, and then I'll understand what he's trying to say without me saying any words. So we're both.
Okay, so you're saying that you have a really good connect. You have a connection with him that's beyond words.
Right.
Okay. Well. Have fun. What I can say is just have fun. Enjoy every moment. Don't take anything so seriously. Relax and enjoy it. That's it.
Because like, there's like a lot of drama around it too, because people won't let us be, and they try to cause chaos for us.
Well, nobody can cause chaos for you, honey. Nobody can cause any chaos for you.
Oh, that's what I heard yesterday.
What? What did you hear yesterday?
Like the W word, but I can't say it online, which is never true.
You can say it online. This is a good. You can say it online. Go ahead.
The B word. That
bitch.
I go around men and stuff like that, and I'm a liar. And stuff like that, like really good. They have to tell him about it because I'm not a good person.
Okay, so now I have a little bit of better sense of what you're talking about. Number one, let me just cut to the chase. Number one, I'm going to have to say I was right in the beginning. It is a lot of surface things because deeply in reality, nobody can mess anything up. Nobody can cause chaos in my life. Absolutely no one. No one.
Right.
No one can come into my life and cause chaos. No one can come into my life and cause a problem. No one.
True.
And then you said something about, I don't know. It just sounds like that you want to experience this relationship, and if that's what you want, and that's what's going to make you feel good, I'm with you.
Right.
Keep it moving, honey. Keep it moving.
Got you. Do I have to mention anything to him? Because I'm not afraid. It just sometimes you'll get upset or very angry. If you hear something really wrong, like, should I mention it before, ahead of time? Or just let
mention
it be?
Mention what? Mention what?
What the situation is that's going
around. You
been
mean
going
some,
around.
Somebody else that's trying to cause problems, and so you're asking me whether you should mention to this person about
right.
your problems or somebody trying to cause problems? Should you mention that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are you? Okay. All right, honey.
Do you know what I mean?
Let me answer the question like this. Before I say anything, before I do anything, before I act in any way, I always ask myself the same question. There's a lot of questions I ask, but you want surface or you want deep? And one of the questions I ask myself is what I am saying, is what I am going to say, is that going to bring more peace? Am I creating more peace? Or am I creating drama?
Creating drama. Got ya.
So that's the answer to your question. That's the answer to your question with anything in your life, even with relationships. If I'm in this relationship, is this relationship going to create more peace in my life, or is this relationship going to create more drama in my life?
Got ya.
Yeah.
That's
so. Thank you, and it always comes back to us because we're the ones with all the power. We're the ones with all the responsibility.
Got you. So you basically helped me on that one. So I just let it go and then see what what he does.
Not only for that one, Stacey. That's for all of them. Anytime you, anytime you, before you act or before you say or before you do anything. And the other thing I ask myself is, another good question is, am I flowing or am I resisting? Am I flowing or am I resisting? Am I flowing with reality or am I trying to fight reality? So peace versus drama, flowing versus resisting, and love and fear. Am I making a decision based on love, or am I making a decision based on being afraid?
Basically, decision of making love. Did I say that wrong? Making love, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I want to say thank you so much for calling today.
Appreciate it.
And thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Call anytime. Now, did we get to the topic of the day? The topic of the day was, am I a creator? And this is the answer. This is what the universe gifted me with 2 days ago and hit me again with it yesterday. This is what I want to say. I wrote a book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, and you can order that on my website. Just go to RebeccaNorrington.com and order the book. It's $19.95, free shipping in the USA, The Truth About Happiness. And it probably took me to put all the information in the book, maybe about a couple of years, a year and a half of writing. And do you know that right now this book that I put all this time into is a book that I need to amend, that I, if I was writing it today, that I would not write the same things, that I would change what I wrote. Some of the things I wrote, I would change. And what does that mean? That means that there is always something new. There's always something new to learn. There's always something new to grow into. There's always a different way of thinking. There's always a different way of changing a perspective. And so I used to think that, I am a physical example and a physical extension of the universe. But do I have the ability to create? Now, what does creating really mean? Creating is creating something from nothing. A creator creates universes and stars and planets and earths and moons and people and galaxies out of nothing. A creator creates out of nothing. I have to say that I haven't created anything out of nothing. What I am is an inventor. I can invent something. Now, this book that I wrote, that's an invention. That's something that I put together, but I did not create the laptop that I wrote the book on. I did not create the paper that it was printed on. I did not create the ink that needed to print on the paper that it was printed on. What? A creator creates from absolutely nothing. And so I have to say that this world where I am, my beliefs, my opinion is, it's all spelled out. My journey is all planned out in front of me, this is my belief. I can either enjoy the ride, I can resist the ride, I can complain about the ride, I can want a different ride, I can, this isn't how I want more, I want less. It was already created for me, this path, this journey, what I'm doing, the words that I'm using. All I can do is be inspired to invent or to produce something else, a book, a radio show, a television show, a conversation with people over the, during this radio show, but creating something that actually from nothing, to be continued, because let me just share, I sure did think I was a creator. I thought I was a huge creator. And maybe in 6 more months I'll think that I am again, but I'm just feeling a big difference about why I'm here, the purpose of me being here. And I really wanted to talk about these vision boards and putting things on, cutting out images and having a mental vision of what I really want. And if I keep thinking on it, keep focusing on it, vision boards, then poof, 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 magically it will appear. I don't believe that anymore. I believe that some things might be aligned with what I want or what I visualize, and some things might not. I have to say, at this point right now, there is nothing that I have visualized that it came out exactly the way that I would have wanted it to come out, at least right now, if that makes any kind of sense. So as of this date, Mother's Day 2014, I've said it before, but I really mean it. It's about the ride. It's about every moment and being okay with all of the moments and experiencing every moment as good, every moment as perfect, every moment as special, every moment as exciting, even if I'm just sitting down doing absolutely nothing. Even that moment is exciting. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You call in with your questions, with your issues. You want more clarity about a relationship? You need guidance in your life? Are you satisfied with your life? What's your question? You call in every week, Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time to speak with me. And if you've liked the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And until next week, until Saturday, next Saturday, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Yay! Reality.
Oh, yeah. Real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, love, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Goodbye.